everyone. Let's open our service this morning by singing hymn number 148. In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear, and safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Hymn number 148. Wendy from South Carolina will now read a selection from the scriptures. Go ahead, Wendy.
I will read from the Bible, Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Trust in the Lord and wait patiently for him. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating the Lord's Prayer, together with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. We will now sing hymn number 121. How blessed are they whose hearts are pure. From guile their thoughts are free. To them shall God reveal himself. They shall his glory see. Hymn number 121.
Those hearts are pure from guile.
Good morning and welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church. This is our Sunday morning church service for June 15th, 2025, and everyone is welcome here. At all of our services and meetings, etc., we read from the King James Bible and from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. On Sunday mornings, we start at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion. We just had one this morning. And one of the beautiful things about our church is that all of these can be heard again by recordings that are published on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And in fact, I'd like to mention that I encourage everyone to browse through our website. We have an enormous amount of material that we offer free to the public. It is our great desire that we get the pure and inspired Word of God out and available to the public so that it can reach whomever it will. And we know that its healing effect is certain. We also have many websites, 20 of them altogether, all in different languages. And as a result, people from across the globe have found God's healing word, have found health, encouragement, comfort, guidance, and every good thing that God gives to mankind, and frequently in their own language. And we're thankful for each and every one of you who have found one or more of our websites. We also have a testimony meeting on Wednesday evenings. The music starts at 8 o'clock. The meeting itself starts at 8:15 every Wednesday evening. And if you attend, and we hope that you do, you'll have an opportunity to hear some beautiful music, some inspired readings, and many grateful testimonies of healing. And we're very happy about our Wednesday evening meetings because many people have been tremendously benefited by attending and listening and participating. And now we're going to hear a testimony that will be read by Debbie from Illinois, and it'll be from Miscellaneous Writings, and it testifies to the healing power of reading and studying the Christian Science textbook. Go ahead, Debbie.
431. Years ago, I learned for the first time that there was a way to be healed through Christ. I had always been sick, but found no relief in drugs. If it were true, God could heal me. So, when my attention was called to Christian Science, I at once bought Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures, studied it, and began to improve in health. I seemed to see God so near and so dear,
so different from the God I had been taught to fear. I studied alone night and day until I found I was healed, both physically and mentally. Then came a desire to tell everyone of this wonderful truth. I expected all to feel just as pleased as I did, but to my sorrow, none would believe. Some, it is true, took treatment and were healed, but went on in the old way without a word of thanks. But still, I could not give up. I seemed to know that this was the way, and I had rather live it alone than to follow the crowd the other way. But as time passed, I had some good demonstrations of this love that is our life. I am the only scientist in Leroy as yet, but the good seed has been sown. And where the people once scoffed at this silly new idea, they are becoming interested, and many have been healed, and some are asking about it. One dear old lady and I studied the Bible lessons every Tuesday afternoon. She came to call, and as we talked, she told me of her sickness of years standing and was healed during our talk, so that she has never felt a touch of the old trouble since. One lady, whom I had never seen, was healed of consumption in 6 weeks' treatment. She had not left her bed in 4 months and had been given up by many physicians. Mrs. Florence Williams, Leroy, Michigan.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the words from our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or unfettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. In our lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 22 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God, the Preserver of Man. The golden text is from Isaiah. Say ye to the righteous, that it shall be well with him. The responsive reading is from Lamentations. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him.
The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him.
It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. 2 Corinthians. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Exodus. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on angels, on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Keep my covenant. Malachi. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. 2 Kings. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table, and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day when he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them twain, and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and laid upon the child, and put his mouth on his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eye. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause it to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even upon the springs of water shall he guide them. Hebrews. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Genesis. Thou, God, seest me. Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit blesses man, but man cannot tell whence it cometh. By it the sick are healed, the sorrowing are comforted, and the sinning are reformed. These are the effects of one universal God, the invisible good dwelling in eternal science. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of him, an unselfed love. Prayer, watching and working, combined with self-immolation, are God's gracious means for accomplishing whatever has been successfully done for the Christianization and health of mankind. Thoughts unspoken are not unknown to the divine mind. Desire is prayer, and no loss can occur from trusting God with our desires, that they may be molded and exalted before they take form in words and in deeds. From beginning to end, the scriptures are full of accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind over matter. Moses proved the power of mind by what men called miracles. So did Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha. The Christian era was ushered in with signs and wonders. Mortals suppose that they can live without goodness, when God is good and the only real life. What is the result? Understanding little about the divine principle which saves and heals, mortals get rid of sin, sickness, and death only in belief. These errors are not thus really destroyed, and must therefore cling to mortals until here or hereafter they gain the true understanding of God in the science which destroys human delusions about him and reveals the grand realities of his allness. Health is not a condition of matter, but of mind. Nor can the material senses bear reliable testimony on the subject of health. The science of mind healing shows it to be impossible for aught but mind to testify truly or to exhibit the real status of man. Therefore, the divine principle of science, reversing the testimony of the physical senses, reveals man as harmoniously existent in truth, which is the only basis of health. And thus, science denies all disease, heals the sick, overthrows false evidence, and refutes materialistic logic. By those uninstructed in Christian science, nothing is really understood of material existence. Mortals are believed to be here without their consent, and to be removed as involuntarily, not knowing why or when. As frightened children look everywhere for the imaginary ghost, so sick humanity sees danger in every direction and looks for relief in all ways except the right one. Darkness induces fear. The adult, in bondage to his beliefs, no more comprehends his real being than does the child. And the adult must be taken out of his darkness before he can get rid of the elusive sufferings which throng the gloaming. The way in divine science is the only way out of this condition. The necessity for uplifting the race is father to the fact that mind can do it. For mind can impart purity instead of impurity, strength instead of weakness, and health instead of disease. Truth is an alterative in the entire system and can make it every whit whole. Valley, depression, meekness, darkness. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm 23, verse 4. Though the way is dark in mortal sense, divine life and love illumine it. Destroy the unrest of mortal thought, the fear of death, and the supposed reality of error. Christian science, contradicting sense, maketh the valley to bud and blossom as the rose. The blood, heart, lungs, brain, etc., have nothing to do with life, God. Every function of the real man is governed by the divine mind. The human mind has no power to kill or to cure, and it has no control over God's man. The divine mind that made man maintains his own image and likeness. The human mind is opposed to God and must be put off, as St. Paul declares. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea. And in this mind, the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. The straight and narrow way is to see and acknowledge this fact, yield to this power, and follow the leadings of truth. The history of Christianity furnishes sublime proofs of the supporting influence and protecting power bestowed on man by his heavenly Father, omnipotent mind, who gives man faith and understanding whereby to defend himself not only from temptation, but from bodily suffering. Understanding the control which love held over all, Daniel felt safe in the lion's den, and Paul proved the viper to be harmless. All of God's creatures, moving in the harmony of science, are harmless, useful, indestructible. A realization of this grand verity was a source of strength to the ancient worthies. It supports Christian healing and enables its possessor to emulate the example of Jesus. And God saw that it was good. Hold thought steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. In proportion as matter loses to human sense all entity as man, in that proportion does man become its master. He enters into a diviner sense of the facts and comprehends the theology of Jesus as demonstrated in healing the sick, raising the dead, and walking over the wave. All these deeds manifested Jesus' control over the belief that matter is substance, that it can be the arbiter of life or the constructor of any form of existence. When we come to have more faith in the truth of being than we have in error, more faith in spirit than in matter, more faith in living than in dying, more faith in God than in man, then no material suppositions can prevent us from healing the sick and destroying error.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. We will now sing hymn number 305. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Hymn number 305.
have faith in God. Let your hope rest on the faith he has placed in your heart. Oh Lord, you lead me by the still waters. Quietly you restore my soul. You speak words of wisdom, the promise of glory, the power of the presence of God. Have faith in God. Let your hopes rest on the faith he has placed in your heart.
We will now sing hymn number 153. In thee, my God and Savior, forevermore the same, my spirit hath rejoicing, for holy is thy name. My soul doth magnify the Lord, sing all in glad accord. Praise him who lifts the lowly, for faithful is his word. I magnify and bless thee, for faithful is thy word. Hymn number 153.
Thank you. read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalms. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Amen.